Welcome to Shomar Shon Adaf, where I'm Sochim Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara at the end of Amud Aleph brings the concept brought down a few times in Shas, Ein Maziri Min Adin. You cannot bring a Hazara, a Lav, a warning of the Torah, based on Kavachemer. The fact that an easier Avero has a Lav doesn't mean that a more severe Avero has a Lav as well. What's the explanation in that? Why can't you base yourself a Kavachemer? Like you have a kavuchemer in any other limud in Shas. Every time you want to learn something, you can learn a kavuchemer. So why can't you have a warning, a lav, a hazara, based on kavuchemer? So the simple understanding is that, as the Mephoshim bring, you never know if a kavuchemer is correct. Kavuchemer is based on your own logic. You may have a flaw in your logic. So therefore, to come and do an hazara, which leads to a punishment, to Malkus, then you can't do based on kavuchemer. But the deeper explanation may be as follows. There's another rule in Shas. The rule is, Ein onshim elim ken mazirin. You do not punish without a azor. The Torah will never just give you a punishment without giving you also a warning, a lav, who tells you, don't do this. And then it says, if you do it, you get a punishment. But you must have the don't do before it says the punishment. Why is that so? Why can't you just say, if you do this, you get punished? Why has to tell you also a lav, a zohar, a warning, don't do it? So the chinuch in Mitzvah Samech Tes explains something very profound. He says, one would think that I have an equal choice. I could choose one of two paths. I could choose either to do a mitzvah and get rewarded and be, get a tzchar, get a matana, get a olam haba, or I could choose to do an aveira and get punished for that. It's an equal opportunity. You can either go to the right or go to the left. Whatever I choose is fine. You could go to the right and get rewarded. You can go to the left and get punished. Who said that one is more preferable than the other? For that, you need to have a hazara. That's what the Torah tells you. Accept the fact that you can get punished for doing something bad. I'm also telling you, I'm warning you, don't do the bad thing. Because you would think the either or is okay. You should know. No, the Torah tells you, I want you to do the mitzvah. Not only they're doing it very, you get punished, I also don't want you to do it. And my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, also always used to connect to this, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi tells us that in the Mishnah we say, novice, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, schar aveira, aveira. The reward for mitzvah is mitzvah, the reward for aveira is an aveira. So one of the explanations of the Beis Halevi is, do you know what it means, schar mitzvah, mitzvah? It means, when you get the reward for a mitzvah, not only that you are getting reward for doing a mitzvah, but the fact that you're coming to this result, that's also a mitzvah. Because that's Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants you to get the reward. Hashem does not want you to get a punishment. When a person does an aveira and he gets punished, except the fact that he gets punished for doing something wrong, the fact that he resulted in the punishment is also wrong. It's like a father needs to punish his son. Except the fact that he's getting punished when he did something bad, it also pains the father that he needs to punish his son. So you have over here a double aveira. One aveira is the fact you did an aveira, and the other aveira is that you caused Hashem to punish you. That's a double aveira. That's schar aveira aveira. Schar mitzvah mitzvah means that you are getting rewarded for bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the nachas ruach to give you the reward. So that's the idea of ein onshim elim ken mazirin. The punishment of the Torah comes also with a warning, don't do it. We can draw the line now to this idea in our Gemara. Ein mazhiri min adin. You do not warn Pesach al Vochemer. Why? According to this chinuch, according to this understanding we just said, it makes a lot of sense. Because you don't know. The fact that this Aveiro is a greater Aveiro doesn't mean the Torah does not want you to do it. Maybe a bigger punishment is a bigger Kiddush Hashem. Nikdash Tibasoyich Bnei Yisrael means when Hashem does punishment, as Rashi says, then there's more Kiddush Hashem that people know to be warned to do Rotzon Hashem. So maybe a bigger punishment is maybe a little bit better than a small punishment. Small punishment, you do something wrong, you're not really doing such a big Kiddush Hashem, so Kiddush Baruch Hu says don't do it. But I'm doing something which is a very big aver and I get a much bigger punishment. Maybe then the Hazara doesn't exist, the warning doesn't exist. For that, the Gemara tells us, "Ein mazir min adin." Don't base a kavuchemer to say you have a azara. Azara, we don't know what the cheshbon of azara is. What does Ratzon Hashem want from us to achieve? Now, there's another sugya of onshim min adin, which is not a sugya here. That means you punish, but you don't punish Beis Kavachemer. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. Do Oinshim Nadin or Oinshim Nadin? Obviously, based on what we're saying, we can understand the difference between a Zoro and a punishment, but that's not the sugya today, so we're not going to go into it. But one message comes here from this idea, from this concept of the Chinuch, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you two paths to go. I'm giving you the Chaim Vesamoves, but Ubochartu B'Chaim. I'm giving you an order. I want you to choose the right thing. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward us. That's the Ikar Ratzon Hashem. So please, says Hashem, choose the right path so I can reward you accordingly. Anyone who wants to join the Shulchan Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shulchanmachshava@gmail.com.